Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Everybody, on good morning, everybody, on this Tuesday as we come your way on A Penny for Your Thoughts. It is March the 13th of 2018. Hope you're having a good day out there. 27 degrees here at 9:05. We have an hour for you today, for me anyway, and then the folks from On the Money will be in the 10 o'clock hour. So we have basically an open floor, though. Bridget Broyhan is going to join us here. Bridget has been the editor of Central Illinois Business and also At Home in Central Illinois, two outstanding magazines that you see, great coffee table material. But she's been the editor of that here recently, and she is leaving us and going to work for the city of Urbana. So I was going to do this interview like next month, but then I found out that tomorrow's her last day. So I thought, well, if we're going to have her on, we probably ought to get her on today. So we'll talk to her here in just a few minutes and then have an open line the rest of the hour. A lot of national news today, of course. CBS News has been reporting it. Rex Tillerson fired, I guess, no longer the Secretary of State. Mike Pompeo takes the CIA director. They've replaced Mike Pompeo as well with his deputy, who will be the first woman, by the way, to hold that job. So that's kind of making national news today. Stock market up and down responding to all of that this morning. Also, of course, a lot of local news. News from Gordy Hulton today in regards to the early voting. Several more places now for you to get your early voting in for the March 20th primary coming up a week from today. Also, the U of I announcing its commencement speaker, the PayPal co-founder, to speak at commencement on May the 12th, Max Levchin. So we'll talk about that a little bit if we get a chance today as far as the local news goes and whatever else is on your mind today. We have an open line pretty much here this first hour. We'll come back and get it started here underway in just a moment here after our first time out and then on the money at 10. Hey, $25,000 is up for grabs in basketball bracket bucks. Check out today's News Gazette for your bracket. No purchase necessary. You can pick up a bracket at our studios right here at 15 Main in downtown Champaign. And, hey, everybody knows Mike Namoff. For 30 years, Big Mike's been a major presence in East Central Illinois and behind this and beyond his store here. This Is It Furniture, as many charitable projects as well. And Big Mike never leaves a stone unturned in finding ways to help the kids in our community. He's been involved with the March of Dimes, the Boys and Girls Club, Crisis Nursery, American Heart Association, the Tom Jones Challenger League, something near and dear to my heart he's been involved with. This Is It Furniture recently joined forces with a new store we've talked about here on our show, Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And now he has two stores, This Is It Furniture and Snooze, under one large roof. And with this new chapter in his life, Mike will offer you many options. He'll continue to take care of your furniture and mattress needs at This Is It Furniture. But now with Snooze, you'll find many luxury items like their lifestyle adjustable bed frames or carbon cool pillows. You can have a free and easy analysis done by their Reveal machine. That'll show your pressure points, where you have trouble sleeping, where you're not comfortable, and they can match you up with the correct mattress there. So This Is It Furniture and Snooze, Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Mattis in Champaign. Make sure you check it out. You will really enjoy the Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop, now combined next door there with This Is It Furniture, under the leadership of Big Mike Namoff. We're back with more after this. Penny for Your Thoughts on a Tuesday, an hour from me today. If you'd like to get on, 356-9397 on the phones. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us at talk at WDWS.com. Back with Penny for Your Thoughts next. Welcome back to A Penny for Your Thoughts here this morning on Tuesday. Here are the phone numbers, 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phones. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, and email us talk at WDWS.com. We'll be joined by Bridget Broyhan and Christine Walsh here in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk Central Illinois business and At Home in Central Illinois And we mentioned, I was going to do this interview like next month or in a couple of weeks, but Bridget is leaving our company, and so she's not going to be doing that anymore. So we don't want to make her cry right off the start. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Tomorrow, Justice Steigman with us for both hours, 9 a.m. and 10, and then we'll have an open line on Thursday and Friday, I've got scheduled. 10:30, by the way, Thursday is Busey Money Talk, and then I'll be off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Scott Beatty will fill in at the beginning of next week. As now that the basketball season's over, I should probably take a little time off, so I will do that coming up at the beginning of next week. But Bridget Broihan is with us. Say hello. Get real close to the mic.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, don't be shy. We had you on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, that was kind of unexpected. It was fun.
Well, tell us now. You've been the editor of these magazines for how long now?
Actually, my three-year anniversary is coming up.
Is it really?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sad I'm leaving and I'm going to the city of Urbana, kind of doing what I'm doing here, except magazines, of course, media stuff. But I've really enjoyed my time here. I love News Gazette Media. It's just a wonderful place. I mean, as a stringer for 10 years and magazine editor for 3, so it's been really fun. I'm going to miss them.
Yeah, and these magazines are impressive when you look at them.
Yeah, they are.
You get a lot of response in the community from those?
I do. You know what? It's just a great job. I mean, I'm never doing any kind of sad story. It's always a fun feature. So any time I show up somewhere, everyone's really happy to see me. So I get a false sense of like, whoa, I'm really awesome. But it's the magazine themselves. They're wonderful. They're wonderful products. Mm-hmm. And they feature a lot of really neat things about Central Illinois. The business one about businesses, and then at home is just a lot of really cool things we do. Besides homes, we do day trips, we feature artists, we have a chef. We're adding a new feature about ask the expert, which you can like, and please do call us or email us and let us know if you have a question about your home. This question is, how do I get my grout clean? I mean, it's a thing. Like, you know, you have this great quarry tile that's not really, you don't have to do much to it, but the grout just gets really dirty and it's hard to clean. So we have this expert coming on. And I know this sounds kind of silly, but really those are things that homeowners want to know, how they can do it themselves. Mm-hmm. And then we're
now
talking
this
about,
is coming up in the next
edition,
yeah,
our
right?
next, yeah. We're working on it right now. Mm-hmm. So really cool features in this one. It's going to be hard to explain, but we have two homes that were two homes. Okay, each home was two homes. So the first one is written by Paul Wood, and he is an excellent, excellent home and history writer. He's one of the staff writers for the newspaper. And this story is about two A-frames that are very old, and they're in Champaign, and they were joined together. And then they've got like a common area in between. So they're very unique looking. So he wrote that story. And the next story is about a Georgetown farmhouse that was destroyed by a tree, and they took the farmhouse down the road, took it down the lane slowly. It took like all afternoon, and they joined the two houses together, and there's a whole process with it. It's very, very interesting. The farmer is the grandparent. The farmer and his wife are the grandparents of Whitney Emmert, our marketing person here. It's really cool story. So that's coming up. And then in our business, we've got Surf Pro, who I know you guys remember the Episcopal Church caught on fire. This is a story about Surf Pro helping them, and it's a very, very cool story about how this is such an iconic building in downtown Champaign, but you know how Surf Pro came in and how they're just so honored to help that. So it's a really nice business story about, you know, helping another entity get back, you know, to doing what they do. A feature on the Villas of Hollybrook. Oh, LEAP, Leaders Employing All People. It's from Developmental Services Center, how training people so they can, in their business, so they can have people with disabilities working for them. That's a really neat feature that we're going to start.
And that's in Central Illinois Business. Now, I know the At Home in Central Illinois, it comes out, what, quarterly? Comes out every...
Quarterly for At Home and... bi-monthly for Central Illinois Business. And a lot of you might know Central Illinois Business because of our 40 under 40 thing that we have. So, and we've also got the People's Choice coming up. Can we talk about
that? Yeah, you can talk about that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
People's Choice, it's where you go out there and you get with us and you say, hey, I like this business, there, and there's categories. Mm-hmm. So let's say, you know, you really like this restaurant and you go in and you say, hey, this, you know, I'm going to say Le Peep because I personally would vote for them because I love them. But, and you know, I would say they have the best eggs, you know, best coffee.
You like the egg?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just get the two farm fresh eggs. But anyway, I'm kind of plain Jane. But I would go on there and talk about them, you know, and write that I like them and stuff. And we have, I don't even remember how many categories, lots of categories. And
now then we're going to. That starts March 21st?
Yeah.
March 21st to the 30th, what will be in the paper? Or is that, how's it? Or
yeah, it'll be all over our websites, mm-hmm. everywhere. So, I mean, if you have any questions about that, though, go ahead and give us a call. But it's going to be a really exciting thing. We're going to put out a whole edition. It's going to be kind of secret. You know, the winners will be announced at a big event. So it's going to be pretty exciting. Yeah. It's going to be something you'll really enjoy, I think.
Well, it's interesting because I'll see these magazines all over coffee. I'll go to a dentist office or I'll go to different. They're pretty widely distributed. You can subscribe to these, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah. I mean, and okay, if you subscribe to At Home, it's less than $2 an issue. They're $5.95 list price. But if you just subscribe to us, they're less than $2 an issue, which is a great savings. Mm. And then Central Illinois Business is actually a free publication. Mm-hmm. So that one's, you know, you just got to call us up, say, hey, put me on the list. And
yeah. So when you came up with your idea, how did you get your ideas? Did people come to you with ideas? Or, I mean, did you? Because you'll have beautiful homes. You'll feature families with, you know, different people in the magazine. How do you have more than enough to choose from? Or how do you get your ideas?
Well, in the beginning, I really didn't. I got here and I was just like, oh, okay, what do I do? So it's ironic that you say that because I was on the third floor with another journalist, Christine Walsh, who is the editor of the County Star. And mm-hmm. I literally picked her brain about everything. She gave me story ideas. One of my best stories I ever wrote, The Prairie Dragon Paddlers, she gave me that idea. She's given me home ideas. And it's ironic because she's actually going to be the new editor.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so,
that's
I mean,
what I understand.
She's actually going to be the best editor because, to me, she's already experienced. She's a trained journalist. I'm not. So, and she's just got a lot of feelers out there in the community. So I think she'll probably have way more than she can even cover.
Well, Christine, you take over what, Thursday? Wednesday?
Right. So, yeah, Bridget's leaving. Wednesday is technically her last day, so I'll be taking over then.
Mm-hmm. So. And you've been the editor of the County Star in Tolono for how long?
For 12 years now. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to miss everybody in that community a lot. I've gotten mm-hmm. to know a lot of people and kind of watch people's kids grow up and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But this was a good opportunity, and I really wanted to try to bring the magazines to the next level since Bridget's done such a great job with them. So.
Yeah. Wow. So are you excited about it?
I am excited, so I have a lot of ideas and things I want to do, and mm-hmm. I'm eager to hear from people, and like Bridget did a lot, where people would give her a lot of feedback, and she'd get some great ideas from people mm-hmm. who would suggest things, so.
Yeah, well, there's just a lot, I think, of hidden gems in our community, in our county, right, that people don't
That's
know about.
That's the cool part. That's you know? The exciting right. part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, okay, here's one example. When I went out to the general store in Mansfield, and that lady there makes her own homemade cookies and fresh ice cream, and it was like, this is awesome. And I mean, we get to shed light on those. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been talking about some great places that I didn't have the opportunity, which you guys will have to get the magazine to find out what they are. But I didn't have the opportunity to cover, and Christine's like, yeah, that's a good thing. I'll go, you know, check that place out. So There are a lot of great hidden gems, cool homes, great businesses to go like have a snack or, mm-hmm. you know.
So if there's listeners out there for Christine, I guess, in the future, what should they call? What numbers should they call you or who should they call or talk to? Or what's
well,
the best
they
way
can
to
call the editor's line. It's 217-351-5695. Mm-hmm. Again, 351-5695. And you can leave Christine a message or you can email her at
cwalsh@newsgazette.com.
Yep.
So. Okay. News-gazette.com.
News-gazette. Yes, got to have that hyphen in
don't
there.
Yeah,
the
it'll
through,
get so. Bumped yeah. out. Yeah. Or you okay. can call our General News Gazette line. They'll put mm-hmm. you through.
Okay. Well, these are great magazines. And Bridget, I just wanted to wish you well. And thank
I'm
you
really
for all the work you've done.
It's going to be hard to
and
leave.
And look forward to it. And good luck to Christine.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. It's a wonderful magazine. Check it out. Central Illinois Business, At Home in Central Illinois. Bridget's been the editor the last 3 years. Christine takes over starting Thursday. So good
Yay.
Luck.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. There
Thanks,
you go.
Brian.
Bridget Broyhan with us and Christine Walsh. We're back with more Open Line the rest of the way. 9:23 at 10 o'clock. We'll have On the Money here on DWS. Welcome back. Penny for your thoughts here on News Talk 1400 DWS. Appreciate Bridget and Christine stopping by. An editor, soon to be the new editor, Christine, of the Central Illinois Business and also At Home in Central Illinois. Two great publications that I see them everywhere, all over town, those publications. So they do a great job with that. But Bridget's leaving us. And again, I was going to visit with her maybe next month, but she's leaving after tomorrow. So I wanted to get her on real quick and talk about that quickly. Also, just checking out some of the other news this morning. Rex Tillerson out as Secretary of State. President Donald Trump tweeting this morning. He's naming the CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace Tillerson. Pompeo to be replaced at CIA by Gina Haspel. That's Pompeo's deputy at CIA. She'd be the first woman in that role. Tillerson had just returned from a shortened trip to Africa hours before the president's announcement. The president offered no explanation for the change. Also, news out of Washington, a draft report from the Republican-led House Intelligence Committee concludes there was no collusion or coordination between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. A Texas congressman, Mike Conaway, says the committee's finished interviewing witnesses and will share the report with Democrats today. Meanwhile, the top Democrat on the intelligence panel, Adam Schiff of California, suggested that by wrapping up the probe, Republicans were protecting the president. And rallies for and against the president's border wall with Mexico, expected to mark his first visit to California as president amid growing tensions between his administration and the state over immigration enforcement. So those are some of the headlines. Also, polls open in western Pennsylvania as voters settle a high-profile special congressional race being watched for clues for the upcoming midterm elections. The Republican Rick Saccone is trying to stave off an upset by Democrat Connor Lamb in a Pittsburgh-area district that backed President Trump by 20 percentage points in the 2016 election. Dave in Champaign writes in on the email line here. He says the Republican running in Pennsylvania special election says its opponents hate Trump, hate America, and hate God, and he wonders why he's trailing in the polls. He says, Dave says he's too ignorant to be elected. That email in, talk@wdws.com. We'll have an open line here up to the top of the hour. Real quickly, want to remind you that Facer Law Office invites you to attend their free seminar, The Seven Secrets You Need to Know to Protect Your Home, Your Assets, and Your Family from the Costs of Long-Term Care. Learn about the law that completely changes the rules and much more tomorrow, Wednesday, March 14th at 1:30 at the I Hotel. You can call the Facer Law Office, 337-1111, to reserve your spot and ask about the book, Protect Your Family, Don't Write a Blank Check to the Nursing Home, Facer Law Office. Mentioning that today. We'll come back with more. Your phone calls, emails, and texts up to the top of the hour. On the Money at 10, Justice Robert Steigman tomorrow at 9 o'clock here on DWS. The news is next with Michael Kaiser. Stay tuned. Back with more Penny after that.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk@wdws.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357.
All right, we're on Penny for Your Thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Brian Barnhart with you today. Open line up until the top of the hour. We have On the Money at 10. Week from today, by the way, is the primary, March 20th. If you'd like to vote early, Gordy Holton lets us know that you can vote at the Illini Union, room 213. These are early voting locations now, open starting at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Is when they usually open. Let's see here, the Church of the Living God. You've got the Leonard Recreation Center. I'm making sure I got all these right. Meadowbrook Community Church, Lake of the Woods Pavilion out in Mahomet, the Gathering Place, First United Methodist Church in Rantoul, the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in St. Joseph, Tolono Public down in Tolono. So, again, early voting there if you'd like to get that done a week out. Those are some of the extra locations now you can do it. 356-9397 is how you can join us. Your yard's an important part of the special place you call home. Let the local lawn care professionals at Spring Green take special care of your lawn and landscape investment. Provide the convenience of a trouble-free Spring Green lawn. Our area changes from year to year. Of course, the weather changes hour to hour, right? And this year will be slightly different than last year. Spring Green is continually studying the East Central Illinois area, learning from research done at the University of Illinois and elsewhere to provide the best up-to-date products and service for any year's existing conditions. Spring Green trusted to take care of many of the large sports fields in the area, including over at St. Joe Ogden, Catlin, Monticello, Mattoon, and more. 35th year for Spring Green, and they have a special offer for new customers. For a limited time, new customers can save 20% off when you choose Spring Green's full program. And if you prepay right now, you'll save up to an additional 10% off the full program price for a total possible savings of 30%. Call J.T. Wambier, Steve Emke, 359-2111, or visit spring-green.com. All right, let's get the phones going here. Let's go to Richard. You're first up on Penny. Hi, Richard.
Good morning, Brian. I want to weigh in on the gubernatorial race. I have two comments about Rauner. He has deceived us and he has disappointed us. And I think that his commercials against Jeannie Ives are distorting the issue. She says that she would not immediately rescind the tax increase that the legislature forced on us last year. And it depends on what the legislature sends her to sign anyway, but particularly what troubles me is Rauner's attack that she is a friend of our great Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan. His dealings with Madigan have been absolutely fruitless, so his ways aren't working. I really think Jeannie is a good choice for us Republicans, those who will vote Republican. But I want to weigh in on Mr. Pritzker. He's a wealthy guy, net worth currently reported at $3.5 billion. And he's calling for more taxes for the rich. Now, because of health reasons, I have not been able to work for almost the last 2 years. My last year, I made about $19,000. In taxable income. I have Social Security and a modest retirement. I ended up paying 16% of my taxable income. Right now, federally, I can and have to pay federal tax on my Social Security. Right now, it's an issue in the state. Is the state going to tax Social Security income? And they may force it upon us, but I looked at my taxable income, and I paid about 16%. Mr. Pritzker, in 2016, earned $13.2 million, mainly from trusts and other income that is basically not a salary. And he paid a total of $456,000 in state income tax. And that comes to less than 3.5% of that income. Mm-hmm. And I think he's a serious hypocrite when he's talking about we've got to tax the wealthy. He says, yeah, do as I say, not do as I do. I believe that the wealthy are overly taxed anyway, mm-hmm. and that less than half of the people who receive benefits both federally and state are actually paying tax. But I think Pritzker is he's a hypocrite, and I wish others would see it. And I'm glad our dear sister, I can't even think of her name now, but our former educator at Parkland.
Mm-hmm. Anna Wall.
She is. Thank you, Brian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got her head screwed on right, and I like to see she influence a lot of people who vote Democratic to switch.
Well, I've always been curious in Illinois, and we'll see what happens, you know, a week from today. But can a conservative Republican, and I think everybody agrees she's conservative, can a yes. conservative Republican win statewide in Illinois? And that's been hard to do.
You know what I mean? It's going to take people like Anna Wall meeting with people, calling in frequently, and trying to influence people like John. I'm sure John, and particularly Bobby. Bobby is a lost cause as far as I'm concerned. But there are a lot of people who are seeing some benefits from Trump and saying, well, maybe these fiscal policies will have some benefit for our state. But Pritzker coming in and talking about making universal health care or single payer health care for everyone, and we've got to tax the wealthy. He's not going to be able to keep them in the state with these kind of policies.
Hey, Richard, I got another caller waiting, but thank you, sir.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Good to visit with you. Let's go to Carl. Carl, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Brian. How are you?
Good.
I have a Monty Python phone call here. Something completely different.
Okay.
Last year on the show Britain's Got Talent, the British version of what we have here, there was a dance group of teenagers, and one of them announced that it would be her last chance to dance while she was working on Britain's Got Talent, because she had scoliosis and she would have a surgery that would prevent her from dancing. As it turned out, there was a surgery available in the U.S. that was not available in Canada, in the U.K., that she could have that would allow her to dance. And guess who paid for it? Simon Cowell.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So okay. I read a headline somewhere about him doing something really nice, but I didn't know the specific story.
So so she was brought to the U.S. and had the surgery. And from what because I looked this up, I'd forgotten about it. And then I saw the clip of their audition, and I thought, well, what happened? So I looked it up, and there was a story about it last July. And had a picture of her in the hospital after the surgery, and from what I can tell, she's able to dance with the group.
Wow. Isn't that awesome? Hey, Carl, that's a great story. Thanks for sharing that with me today.
Okay, thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank
Bye.
You. All right, we will take a quick break here. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Just a reminder that On the Money is coming up at 10. Justice Robert Steigman tomorrow here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Back with more after this. Welcome back, Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. A text from John. He says, no collusion between Russia and President Trump. He says, what in the world is Stan going to talk about now? Also, Benny texts in. He says, hi, Brian. I have UCLA, Kansas. UCLA, wow. Kansas, Tennessee, and North Carolina in the Final Four. Kansas will play Carolina Monday night. Kansas cuts down the nets. That's my bracket. And Chuck Schumer, you know him, in the Senate. He said the instability of this administration in just about every area weakens America. He says if he's confirmed, we hope that Mr. Pompeo will turn over a new leaf and start toughening up on our policies towards Russia and Putin. That's from Chuck Schumer today. Let's go to Ralph. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Hey, not too bad. How are you doing today?
What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm from Gifford, and we've had quite a crisis here in with the grade school, with the superintendent. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. I don't know if you're – I touched on it last week with the candidate Ives for governor and got her opinion on that. But just to touch base or to go back with the facts, in case any other people don't know about it, he falsified reports for the active shooter drills, and the board decided to keep him, which I can understand that.
You're talking about the superintendent.
The superintendent, you know, he's got a. I've seen both sides of the story, but what I'm concerned about is they didn't do an investigation on that. When I confronted the board at the last board meeting, they didn't do an investigation on that. They just took his word that he turned in these reports falsely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it wasn't for the fire or the assistant fire chief asking about the drills not being done, he would nobody still would be, you know, aware of the situation. And so my question to the board was, you know, why didn't they do an investigation? And they said they didn't do it because he admitted to it. And I said, all right, what about if there's any other reports that he's falsified? And what happens if he's not telling the truth about who he's talked to and stuff like that? Because he's told the board that he, you know, was in contact with these authorities, you know, like the police department and stuff like that. Well, so we started doing FOIA requests and things like that, and talking to, you know, we're waiting on to get it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
That the what he's talked to with the police chief, but the police chief said that he's never been in there for any review of any policies, and very minimal contact with him. And you know, we're getting that in writing, and then I'm going to also, you know, do FOIA requests to other departments, you know, emergency services and stuff like that, to see what contact that he has. But I'm just disappointed in the board that they haven't done an investigation and haven't seen how far this has gone. They're just taking his word for it instead of, you know, it's like if you shoot somebody and you admit to it, the police still does an investigation on that. You know what I mean? And they build their case. How can they say, hey, we're going to keep him? He admitted to doing this, but, you know, it isn't that bad. But they don't know the extent of everything that's happened. They don't know if there's other reports out there that he's also done this with.
Mm.
They're just taking his word for it. So I'm very disappointed in the board that they haven't done an investigation. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, and I'm going to have to just look into it some more, because I don't, you know, I haven't followed that other than what you've told me. I just have to, I guess, look into it and kind of read on what's going on all around it, because I don't know if I can give you a, you know, an expert opinion or an expert thought on it without, you know,
without doing the homework yourself.
Well, yeah.
And that was thing.
Yeah.
When I talked to, because I sent emails out when I first, I wasn't able to go to the special board meeting when they took a, you know, voted on the disciplinary action.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter had a volleyball game that night in Westville. And I didn't know anything about it until halfway through the match, when people started texting me, man, you need to get up to the school, you know, and calling me and telling me you need to get up there. And and then, you know, I get home and I watch the news and seeing what was happening. So I, you know, and some of the people on the board are my friends. I don't agree with them on this. And, you know, and it's brought some tensions in, you know, around this area. It's kind of divided our community, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is
too
bad.
But we just want to make sure that it is done right. And I told them from the beginning, man, you should have really told everybody, you know, they have an email system at the school where they could have sent out an email and said, hey, we want your opinion on this.
Yeah.
And they didn't do that. And I had four board members contact me within the next 3 or 4 days after the board meeting, after I sent them that email. And, you know, it started out, well, it wasn't that bad, you know, this is what happened, and stuff like that. And then the next one called, and there was little differences of opinion between all four of them on how things went down. And that kind of raised a red flag. And then we had one board member that resigned over it.
Yeah. Hey, Ralph,
and,
I hate to cut you off, but
my own investigation.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move on. But
No, I understand.
But I
just appreciate your time
and
let me talk about it and make more people aware of the matter.
All right. Hey, thank you, Ralph.
Thank you, Brian.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Penny, for your thoughts on the money's up after the news at 10 here on DWS. Penny for your thoughts continues here on DWS. Hey, the Beef House, we've hit college basketball. It's king this month with all of that's happening with the tournament. With all that going on, March is still a great time to head to Covington, Indiana, to the Beef House. Mouthwatering steaks, tender chicken, great-tasting pork and seafood and pasta. And they have great salads at the Beef House. So many toppings there, you will not know where to begin. So you can you pull into that parking lot, you'll notice the aroma of the Beef House. It's across the state line in Indiana. Just remember, we just had the time change. They're still an hour ahead of us over there. So check it out. Wherever you come to the Beef House, make sure you say hello to the owners, Bob and Bonnie Wright. Tell them that I sent you their direction. The Beef House, just off I-74, exit 4 in Covington, Indiana. Enjoy a great meal at the Beef House. Justice Robert Steigman tomorrow coming up on Penny for Your Thoughts. It's been a tradition here on Penny. We'll have him tomorrow. We've got On the Money coming up next. The Rudy folks are in next at the top of the hour after the news. Glad you were with us for a very quick hour. Thanks to Bridget and Christine with the magazines. This is WDWS Champaign-Urbana.